Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the Met.
And there's more than just dragons.
Cannonball, you hear wolf howl from behind you.
Oh, ain't no wolves in Ohio.
Crack! Crack! You hear the sound of gunshots from behind you.
I sprint as quickly as my aging body will allow me to.
Back towards the vehicles?
Yeah. I'm not turning around. I'm not looking. Why look?
God, I hope Tom's a good shot. Well, you get back to the ranger vehicle.
All right, I'd like to open the back of the transport vehicle and lay Harry Short down in there, and then close the door so he's kind of comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then I will get in the driver's seat. I'd like to, now that I've got him safe, I'd like to swivel around and look into the woods to see if I can see anything.
How long are you willing to wait here?
Oh, I'm not waiting. I'm just looking into the woods. All right. And then
you had someone to care for on this. All right, Mr. Cannonball.
You know how long I've worked alongside Harry Short? How many years we've worked together?
Nah, fair call.
I met you 3 days ago. All right. I'd like to.
We ate beans together.
Is there a hospital?
The nearest hospital would probably be in one of the other cities. Winterset is like the only one that doesn't have a hospital.
We have a medical center or something?
Well, there'd be medical facilities at the ranger station. And you know there are like doctor's offices in Winterset, but there's no hospital there.
At the ranger station, I trust a doctor more than I trust anyone I work with.
To be fair, you all should be trained in this.
I'll drive to Winterset.
But to be fair, Harry also definitely needs a surgeon.
Yeah. I don't think, but the best place, he'll die if I take him to Montrose or to Sabrina or, you know, Center is too far away, but maybe a doctor could stabilize him.
Sure.
So I'm going to drive into Winterset.
You start driving towards Winterset.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to get on the radio and be like, this is Cannonball, Sue Ellen, you there? Sue Ellen, this is Cannonball. God damn. I'd like to slam it back down improperly. Some of you just dangling off the hook or whatever.
Sure. You start you put fucking pedal to the metal. You're going as quickly as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And as the forest begins thinning out and you start, it's a trail start giving way to roads.
Mm.
You spot up ahead of you, before the trail becomes an actual road, you can see there are several military vehicles, like this classic like trucks.
Yeah.
Maybe a Humvee or two as well. And there's a lot of soldiers standing there. It looks like a checkpoint.
All right. Yeah, I'll go up to it. Sure.
You drive up to it. The soldiers stop you as you approach.
I like fumble around maybe in the glove compartment for like some kind of identification, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Gus Johnson, Forest Service. I gesture to the fella in my back seat. He's in real trouble. I'm trying to get him to a doctor.
What happened to him?
God, if I know, he looks like something mauled him.
So there's one soldier on either side now. One is standing there at the driver's side talking to you. The other soldier steps around to look at Harry. And then when he looks at Harry, he turns around and you see in among all of these military vehicles, there's one black sedan. The door to the black sedan is open, and sitting in the black sedan is a man in a black suit with black sunglasses, black slicked back hair, maybe in his 40s or 50s. The soldier looks back at that man sitting in the sedan and nods. The man in the sedan shakes his head.
Can we get a move on? He's going to die.
I'm afraid we're going to have to take over from here. We'll take them. We'll take that poor person. You gave him your ID?
Yeah.
Gustav, we're going to have to speak to you. Can you get out of the vehicle, please? Can you pop the boot?
Does this seem suspicious? Does Gus trust the military?
Does Gus trust the military industrial complex? All right. You can see there is no rush here. They're not worried about the person in the back. They don't care for Harry. You can see it feels like it's an aura of like you're in trouble.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily saying you've done anything wrong. I'm saying this is the sort of, it feels like they're treating you like you are a suspect.
If you go around the back, yeah, I'll pop the boot.
The two soldiers step round the back.
Can I maybe in the rear view see where they're like going to, like maybe if they're leaning in?
Sure, yeah.
I'd like to pop the boot at that moment to try and hit him in the head.
Fucked. The boot pops open, smacking both soldiers in the head. Then they both recoil backwards.
Pedal to the metal. I'm driving into Winterset.
The only thing in front of you is they've got like one of those wooden barricade things, just like a temporary one set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then slightly past that, there is a single Humvee that is not completely in your way, but you're going to have to hit it.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
All right. You break through the wooden...
This car can handle it, Adam.
Break through the wooden bollard. Mm. No issue. No trouble there. Then you slam into the Humvee. You bump the Humvee enough that it spins out of the way. It fishtails round, and you are on the road immediately.
Worst case scenario, I say this like too short in the back. Worst case scenario, they send me to jail. Whatever, I'm 60. That's all right. And I'll head into Winterset.
You head into Winterset.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile. With a, you are awake.
Okay.
You are back at, there's only one of the two Land Rovers there anymore. You're in the back of the other Land Rover. Some space has been cleared. You are lying on that. You're lying on like blankets and stuff like that. And Tom Long is kind of half crouched over you. You can see that he's bandaging you and you feel like a strange, soft, like, airy sensation through your body. Would you know, have you ever been on morphine before or any sort of painkiller?
You seemed like a party animal.
No. Ketamine, maybe.
Oh. Oh, well, yeah, K. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's just say I've, yes.
Let's just say I've ridden that horse before. You are vaguely aware.
That's too close to heroin sounding.
You're like kind of aware that you must have had some painkiller, mm-hmm, of some sort. You can remove 1 point of lethal damage.
Great.
You can remove all of the aggravated or downgrade the aggravated to
great.
Lethal.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You no longer have... Tom Long is surprisingly... Well, he's new. He just finished his first aid course.
Well, the rest of us sort of slid under the radar when the first aid course became mandatory.
Because you were never entered into the system. Yeah, you started before it was mandatory.
Exactly. So it's never been brought up and nobody's ever checked in on us.
Whereas Tom Long is a transfer from fucking Montrose.
Yeah. So he had to do it. He couldn't get away with it.
Yes. Yeah, so
I've taken off all the aggravated and I've got one.
So yeah, you should have 5 points of lethal.
Mm-hmm.
Of those 5 points, 2 of them downgrade them to bashing. So it's 3 points of lethal, 2 points of bashing.
Yep.
So in a couple of hours, those bashing points will go away. Laughing. And you'll just have the lethal.
I'm basically sick with my willpower. How do you get that back?
Willpower comes back 1 point a day, or you can indulge in your vice to get a point back, or you can engage in your virtue. You have to engage to your detriment as well. So what's your virtue?
Confidence.
You have to be confident to your detriment, and you get all of it back. But you can only do that once a session.
And how do you use your vice? Same thing.
Yeah, basically. Although it's
funny because my vice is overconfidence.
It's a... It's assumed that your vice is to your detriment by default.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I've still got one willpower left, so just in case, I put that there. So let's keep that for now.
You've got one in your back pocket.
Yeah, that's why I did that. I was like, yeah, let's try a couple of rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. I'm sweet now. Yeah. I'm laughing. I'm kicking back.
When you regain consciousness.
Then I'm feeling all right.
When you regain
consciousness. Tom, you are a magician. I don't know who you are, but I want to give you a big fat kiss.
When you regain consciousness, Tom Long lies down next to you, and you can see that one of his legs is in a splint.
Whew. All right.
He's panting heavily. He looks like he's half in shock.
Tom.
I understand what you mean.
Please. Tell me you shot that stupid wolf.
He looks at you like he's like still facing the roof of the Land Rover, but he kind of half looks at you and he says, "You was that a werewolf?"
Maybe.
I guess. I feel like this isn't the time for semantic stuff. Did you shoot that crazy old wolf woman?
But not with silver.
Oh, thank Christ. Oh, gosh.
She stopped moving, but then I just left.
Okay, so tell me, you shot her, she stopped, she died, she fell down.
He looks at you with just panic in his face and he slowly shakes his head.
What happened?
She just went.
Like, as in...
I don't know. She was there 1 minute and the next body was gone.
I'm like, okay, well, did she leave anything behind, like this knife? And I go to show him the knife.
You don't have the knife.
Fucking hell.
You said something about a knife, but then you fell unconscious.
Okay, so did you... Whew, okay. So, to clarify, you saw her, she came at you, you shot her, and then she disappeared.
The wolf attacked, and I shot the wolf. And then I thought I killed the wolf, and then there was a woman there. And then I picked you up, and when I looked back, it was gone. She was gone.
I think the
mansion was gone.
I think you might have just broken a curse or something. The mansion's gone as well. Give me a big fat kiss, you absolute sweetheart. I thought the morphine felt good, but revenge is so much better.
It's so funny to imagine the morphine pumping through your body is just being like, kiss him.
Yeah, I'm kissing him. I'm giving him a big...
Long.
I don't mind... You have made my day, Tom. You got that crazy one. She did all this to me. Oh, how'd you end up in the splint?
Oh, the wolf bit me.
You feeling all right? I feel okay. Wait. Am I doing all right? I'm feeling real great right now, Tom. I got to be honest with you.
Where's Cannonball? Where's Harry?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, now I actually look around and be like, okay, we're in.
You can see that there's only one Land Rover here.
Okay. Well, if they're not here, I've still got morphine going through me a little bit. But all right. Well, look. I'm not feeling my sharpest right now, Tom. But I feel like if the other car is not here, then I feel like maybe that's one of them. Gone. Did you see Harry at the house? When you took me, did you run away? Did you walk? What happened? Did you run away quick or did you have a look around?
I just ran.
Did you see Harry anywhere near the front where we walk in? Did you see any bodies there? Anything?
No, I didn't see any bodies.
Right. Does Cannonball seem like the kind of person who would just leave for no reason?
Probably not, no. Well, I don't know. You've spent the time you've spent with Cannonball.
He seems like a drainer, but he wouldn't just drive away for nothing. So I'll be like, all right. Again, my brain is slowly figuring this out. If Cannonball's not here, he wouldn't leave without some sort of reason. I feel like maybe he's... Get on the radio. Can you talk to him on the radio?
I've already tried the radio. There's no response.
All right. Well, someone drove the Range Rover away. Unless Cannonball had a reason to. Did you get a chance to see? You didn't see a body anywhere, nothing. That guy saved my life, so I don't want to leave him lying there.
No, I don't think there was... I didn't think... What happened to Harry?
All right, I get out of the car. I'm like, Tom, you got to help me out here. Can you see anything? You're the one that found this place. Can you see anything about any signs here anywhere about the cars? Can you get any guide of anything that might have happened? So we're trying to get a read on what happened based on the surroundings. Can you tell me anything?
You want to go back?
Not a, go back. Tell me, look at the car, man. You're the one who's lived in the woods. Tell me you're seeing some fucking bushes brushed or some shit. I'm not from here.
Well, they drove away, I suppose. It looked like they went back towards town,
I guess. Not that. Can you say anything about anyone who got to the fucking car? Can you tell me anything about that? Did two people go there? Did one?
One person, blood, I see. He gestures at it. You see it as well.
Thank fuck. All right, that's enough for me to be able. Okay, I reckon he's gotten him. Okay, I reckon they've gone in the truck and they've gone back. Because I got to be honest, when I saw what that wolf had done to you, I paused for a second because I'm like, I probably don't want to tell this guy what happened.
Yeah, fair.
I'm like, all right, well, look, I'll be honest with you. Harry had a bit of a tumble. So he might have been bleeding a little bit. So I reckon that's Harry's blood, and I reckon that's old Cannonball taking him back to the town. So let's follow them. Let's get the fuck out of here.
What is your wits composure? 5, right?
Yeah. You seem to know better than me. Wits 4, composure is 1.
3 successes. 5. Beautiful. Yep. So you hear some rustling behind you. You turn around and you see 5 figures, the kids that you saw before, step out of the forest. They look bruised and a bit battered. It looks like they've been in like a fight, a scrap. Some of them are bleeding a little bit. One of them, the kid with the wearing the horse's rear, is holding a like a stone head in her hands. With them,
high as a kite, and I'm like, "Whoa! Of course, there's some kids out here. Why not, kids? There's some wolf. There's some crazy stuff going on. You're gonna have to get in the car. We got to get the hell out of here."
They all look at each other. You're too high to really understand what's going on there.
Yeah.
They all look at each other, and then the kid dressed as an astronaut takes off his helmet and says, takes off his helmet, looks at you and says, "Yeah, mister, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. We'll tell you on the way."
Thank Christ. All right, get in. Let's go. Tom, you're going to have to drive. I think I'm still recovering. I might not be the best to be driving a car full of kids right now.
Tom gets into the driver's seat. You get into the passenger seat.
Yeah. And the kids all
pile into the back. They're all kind of like sitting really close in clutch together. You see that each of the kids, except for the kid dressed as a ghost, each of the kids is holding the head. You recognize.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
As well, that the stone head is dripping blood out of its mouth and is crying tears.
Or it's just the morphine.
Or it's just the morphine.
Tom, I don't know what the hell you gave me here, but next time we're going out, you're coming with me and you're bringing some of this stuff. I tell you that much.
In addition to that, each of them is holding an item in their hands and they're clutching onto it like it's really fucking important. The kid dressed as the astronaut has an old diary in his hands. The kid dressed as the horse's front has a old-fashioned hooded lantern, like a lantern that has like a little metal bit. So the lantern is designed so that it has a little metal window on it that can be opened or closed so that the light can be sort of switched off without without turning the lantern off. The kid, the rear, the horse's rear, the kid who also has the statue's head, they're also holding an old boning knife in their other hand for gutting fish. The kid dressed as Frankenstein has a an old-fashioned, like, World War II medic's side satchel with, like, the old Red Cross symbol on it. And then the kid dressed as a Hamburglar, in my canonical world, there are multiple Hamburglars.
It was a mistaken. It was
McDonald's
a campaign
has
in
just
the
80s. Five mascots that are all Hamburglars.
The kid dressed
for a Power Rangers thing, but the villains.
The kid dressed as the Hamburglar has a circle, a metal circular object.
Okay.
And they're all clutching them. And you've noticed since you've seen them, they're all holding onto them like they're really important. And then obviously the ghost, who is not holding onto anything.
Because the ghost is there as well.
Yeah, the ghost is there as okay. well.
So it's five kids. I mean, six. Kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The astronaut obviously was the one who talked.
Yeah.
So that's the one straight away I'm going to be like, what's going on? So I go, what are you? Okay, you're going to have to try to fill me in there, buddy. What's going on here? What is this? What am I looking at?
So... You met one of the nightmares, he says.
Okay.
Where did you just come from, he says.
Okay, kids, how are you guys with ghost stories? How are you guys?
All the kids look at each other like you just asked the dumbest question imaginable.
Wait a second, all right?
It's not like a normal shitty kid thing, though. They all look at each other, and you get the feeling like, this guy doesn't understand. and then the kid dressed as the astronaut turns to you again and says, he leans forward and puts out his hand to you and says, John Lancaster.
Well, you're a polite gentleman, aren't you? Nice to meet you. Connor Byrne.
Not only can we handle a ghost story, for the last... couple of weeks we've been living them.
I might have thought you were taking the piss about 30 hours ago. But now I want to hear a bit more about this, kids, because I've just run away from a wolf who turned into a woman in an old house, and that's after I got attacked by a bunch of Italian ghosts who could
James puts up a hand. All right, hang on, wait. That first one, a woman who turned into a wolf, he sits back and he opens the diary and he starts flipping through it.
I'm going to need to see what's in that diary.
He looks at you and he gives you like another one of those shitty smiles and he says, no, it's mine.
Just tell me what you're talking about.
Did you say a certain name? A couple of times before they appeared?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to talk about this because no one said no certain name any amount of times. But yes, we may have in passing mentioned...
Don't say it. You could summon her again.
A lady who...
A red lady.
A red lady. You know what you say to each other during Christmas? That kind of name. You know that one. Rhymes with Harry.
Yeah. look... I'm unfortunate to tell you there are a lot of different versions of the tale, and depending on the version of the tale, sometimes you need to say it in quick succession into a mirror, sometimes you just need to say it within a short enough time period. A mansion, right?
Yeah.
Out of the mist?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 cool. Well, anyway, and then what was the next one? He starts flipping through again.
Okay, what the hell is going on here? What are you guys have seen this? You guys know what?
They all nod. Well, we haven't, maybe one of the other kids, the kid dressed as Frankenstein says, well, we haven't seen that specific one.
Okay. You guys all seem to be doing pretty well. I've seen three of these and two of them almost got pretty bad and one of them got real bad. How are you guys all doing all right?
You see each of them in turn, as your eyes scan across them, each of them in turn clutches a little harder to that item that each of them have. And then John Lancaster says to you again, we have protections. We have talismans that help us.
There is just so much information.
It's a lot to take in. Tom, you're still right now. Right.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to need one of those fucking talismans as soon. How do you get one of those? I need one of those right now.
Tom Long turns around from the driver's seat to you and says, I think we're going to be pulling over in a minute. There's some sort of police blockade or something like that. John leans forward immediately and says, drive through it. Do not stop.
Okay. I know this is going to sound crazy, Tom. But listen to the 12-year-old astronaut right fucking now. I'm not stopping for nothing.
Fuck that rules.
And you better fuck. This better be worth something, you stupid bastard. A lot of you. James, get me one of those talismans. Tom, you fucking drive through that like your life depends on it.
Cannonball, you've cleared the military checkpoint, and you're not in town yet. But you are on proper roads. You would be kind of heading towards the Ranger admin office.
Is there anybody following me? Is there anyone in pursuit? If I look at the rear view,
I would say this is like maybe seconds after you've rammed the blockade. So you can see all of them behind of you if you check the rear view mirror. You can see they're scrambling. You don't think this is going to go unanswered for. You think you are soon to be followed.
Okay. Well, I'm going to... I'm still going to head past, I still got to take him into town. So I'm still going to head past the ranger station to town. That's where I'm going to keep going.
You see that a bunch of people get into maybe two Humvees.
Crap.
And then both of them lumber onto the road and start tracking after you.
Damn it.
You start legging it. You're pushing this vehicle to its maximum speed. And you quickly realize that your maximum speed is higher than their maximum speed.
All right.
So all you need to do is not crash.
You should
be fine.
Okay.
You lose them. You're only on the one road. So unless you start bush bashing it, you're not really...
I'm never going to really escape them.
Yeah, you're not going to escape them. But they have physically lost sight of you as you drive past the ranger station. You can see that... Ooh, what time would it be? It would not be late enough that the sun is... Oh, actually, no, it's winter, so the sun might be setting quite early. Yeah, I would say that the sun is setting. You can see that there are lights on in the admin building.
Yeah.
You can't see any other... No, lights on in the admin building and lights on in the ranger tower as well. Mm. But there are no... There's no other signs of life or habitation there. And you're just... You are driving...
Well, if I pull in with a Forest Service Ranger over, they're going to be like, well, I wonder if he's at the Forest Service.
Fair. So, well, if you wanted to hide there, if your worry was about the vehicle being spotted, there is the motor pool thing that you can hide.
Yeah, but they've seen that it's a Forest Service Ranger.
Yeah, true. No, that's fine. Yeah. All right. So you drive straight past. You hit the Cadets Road roundabout. I'm not going to make checks for driving on the Cadets Road. You just start blasting it towards Winterset. As you're doing that, you hear...
God.
You see a helicopter fly overhead.
What? What in the name of God?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
The helicopter passes over you heading towards Winterset. You can see, like I was saying before, it's just like a black, otherwise unmarked helicopter. You don't see any like insignia for the US Army or Air Force or anything like that. But you can tell quite clearly the difference between a civilian helicopter and a military helicopter. Like it's got like sides on it where missile pods would go and stuff
for sure,
like that.
For sure.
It flies over you and heads towards
Winterset. Do I know if there's a good place for it to land in Winterset?
There is several there's no hospital in Winterset.
Yeah.
But there are several buildings that would probably have helipads. The police station and the fire service there would both have helipads.
I'd like to look in the back. How's Harry Short doing?
He's bleeding.
Okay.
It's just a mess of blood.
No, I can't tell. Yeah.
You just don't know.
Okay. the temptation to just kick him out at the doctor's office and keep driving high, but that will kill him. I guess I'll just keep driving to the doctor's office. My current priority is just to get Harry Short squared away, and then I can look after me.
You get into town, immediately you realize something is amiss. There are military vehicles parked at several street corners. It's not like a thick blanket of soldiers, but there are soldiers about, and you can see that people are being herded. People are being taken out of their buildings, lined up and grouped up and stuff like that. And you hear an armored vehicle drives through the center of town. It's got a big speaker set onto the top of it. And through the speaker, you hear,
Citizens of Winterset, this is the United States military. As per code 672-8 of the Domestic Prevention of Casualties Act, you are to assemble now in the town square. If you are unaware of your nearest assembly point, please remain in the streets and a soldier will come to collect you.
And then the message just starts repeating.
Do I think as I pull into town that there's any suspicion on me?
Well, would you like to act casual?
Yes, that is what I would like to. I slow down as I arrive at Winterset and I start driving casually through town.
You slow down. You know that Harry is not visible unless someone's right at the vehicle.
Maybe I put on some music as well, push a tape in. Yeah.
Maybe you even hit the lights on your vehicle to try and make it seem like you're
part of the effort or something
like that. Soldiers spot you. You're obvious, but they seem uninterested in you.
That's good to hear. All right. Well, I'll go to the doctor's office then.
The doctor's office, like I said, it's not... Oh, there probably would be a surgery here, but it would be like a...
Limited
surgery. Like it might be the sort of thing where if you're in for a simple day procedure, that's it. There's a little drive-through section where you can pull in.
Yeah, I'll pull in there and then I'll heft Harry out of the back, maybe fireman hold him again, and I'll walk in through the front
doors. There are no soldiers here, actually.
Okay.
When you open the doors, you see that there is... highs or lows?
Highs.
There is no one at the front desk. The lights are all off in this building, as far as you can tell.
All right, I'll put Harry down somewhere comfortably, and is there like a bell I can ring?
Yeah, there'd be a bell.
All right, I start ringing it.
Eventually, from round the back, a nurse with a flashlight comes out. Can I help you?
Yeah, I got a Harry Short here. I'm Cannonball from the Forest Department. He don't look so good.
Oh my God! She just notices him as the flashlight goes over
An animal attacker or something.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ! Bring him up here.
I'll pick him up and
she, with your help, brings him into one of the back rooms, one of the doctor's offices. You both lay him on the bed there, and then she begins tending to him.
Okay.
As you lay him down, she presses like a finger to his neck, and she doesn't even like check her watch or anything like that. She puts it there for a moment or two, and then she slowly, sadly turns to you. I'm very sorry.
Too late. Okay.
There's none of the doctors are in. They've all been. I'm just here cleaning some stuff up before some of the soldiers are coming back to collect me as well.
Eyes on Harry, but then like I drag them off him and I'm like, what's a... just kind of like a gesture to everything that's happening.
I just don't know. The soldiers, like maybe a few hours ago, just rolled into town, started rounding people up. There's apparently been some sort of incident in the forest to the north.
Do I know where the nearest military base is?
The nearest military base, the nearest one would be in center.
Okay. How long does it take to get from center to here?
It is about a couple hours drive.
Okay. That's okay.
Well, there's no particular math there that works.
Yeah. Oh, so
they left whenever they left. There's no like...
Well, no, I was just wondering if the incident in the forest, how recent that was, and if that makes sense for them to be here on time when they were.
It's about the same time frame, give or take a couple of hours.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so it kind of checks out.
Will you be able to take care of Harry here, or at least keep him sterile?
We don't have any. We don't have any facilities to hold on to him. I would normally call people to pick him up, but I don't think anyone can come right now.
We don't have like facilities like that at the station, do we?
At the ranger station? No. The nearest morgue would probably be Sabrina or Montrose or Winterset.
I like point up
center.
Yeah, I point up to the like outlights. No power?
No, I don't know if that's the police, I don't know if that's the military, or if that's something to do with whatever's been happening. But yeah, the power's been out for a little while now.
Did I notice that coming into town, where a lot of the, like, if I think back, where a lot
some lights were on, some were not. You notice street lights are on, but now that you think about it, you didn't notice many buildings. Some buildings, yes, some buildings, no. Okay. But that might be a lot of buildings here would have their own power source.
Yeah, like generators.
Yeah.
Well, I say if we can get Hera here in at least a body bag or something, you know, as respectable as we can make
Yeah,
it.
I think we can do that.
Okay.
You hear the front door open and you hear several people wearing heavy boots step into the building. Mm. The nurse goes to get a body bag.
Right.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.